In neighboring Iraq this week, more and more intense fighting. American armed forces spreading over a widening circumference of that country are continuing to deal with security threats and Iraqi resistance. Snipers attacked U.S. troops yesterday north of Baghdad and in the northern city of Mosul. A U.S. Army tank patrol came under fire Thursday night in rural Balad. U.S. military operations there have been at their highest pitch since May 1st, when President Bush declared combat operations over. NPR's Ivan Watson is on the ground in Baghdad and joins us. Ivan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And U.S. military says that some 100 attackers have been killed over these past 2 days. What can you tell us about this attack in the terrorist training camp?
There were two real clashes that have taken place. Yesterday, a battle when somebody ambushed a U.S. tank patrol north of the capital. According to the U.S. military, at least 20 attackers killed. And then an attack reported by the U.S. military against this so-called terrorist training camp, which turned out to be close to the Syrian border, northwest of the capital. Mm. It sounds like U.S. Air Force and ground forces basically obliterated the area, killed at least 60 residents of that camp. The U.S. military says that these were the kinds of people who are responsible for the nearly daily ambushes that have been coming against U.S. convoys in the region over the past month and a half.
U.S. forces launched Operation Peninsula Strike earlier this week against Ba'ath Party loyalists along the Tigris River just north of the city. Tell us what you learned on your visit there today.
I traveled back to the region today and spoke with residents of a neighboring town. These were Shia Arabs. That's, as you well know, one of the communities in Iraq that suffered a great deal at the hands of Saddam Hussein's regime. And these people said everybody I spoke with supported the U.S. Surrounding and house-to-house search of this town called Dalaya, which was the target of Operation Peninsula Strike. The residents of this neighboring town could name at least a half dozen names of what they claimed were high-ranking intelligence officials in Saddam Hussein's intelligence agencies that are all residents of that town. They said it was a well-known fact that many supporters, government members of Saddam Hussein's regime lived there. And in fact, they said we were scared of those people because under the regime, we were captured by these people, interrogated, tortured, and people could name at least a half dozen relatives who had been killed as a result of these people. And they supported the U.S. action, saying this needs to be done in parts of the country. It's very interesting because we do not hear these kind of responses coming from Sunni Arab communities. Mm-hmm. These people made up the core of Saddam Hussein's supporters, and they are the ones who are most outspoken against the U.S. military occupation of Iraq, calling for armed resistance against U.S. forces.
And briefly, Ivan, how organized does that resistance seem to you to be now?
They have been using increasingly sophisticated tactics. They have been attacking on a daily, if not nightly, basis. And just today, we're getting reports of a coalition soldier found dead in a lake near the western town of Fallujah. That has been a chronic hotspot. So perhaps not organized on a national level, but definitely an insurgency here by trained professionals.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.